Then you have here the conclusion to the law of holiness. Now, you remember that we had an introduction, a prologue to this section back in 18. Now we have a conclusion or a postscript to it. Listen, ye shall therefore keep all my statutes, all my judgments, and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. Now, God said, I put these people out for committing these awful sins. He said, I'll put you out. And he's no respecter of persons. I'll put you out if you do not keep these commandments and if you go and do these things. Well, did you know that their failure to obey brought on them the Babylonian captivity? I think it was finally settled in the reign of Manasseh that they must go into captivity. Listen to this. In 2 Kings 21, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now, what is God going to do? Well, God made it very clear. I'll drop down and read in this section. He says to them, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I've chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers. Only if they will observe to do according to all that I commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And even the priests joined in that, as the preachers of certain schools today are joining in on all of this awful lawlessness and sexuality today. Now God says to them, ye shall not walk in the manner of the nations which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. That's verse 23. And God had put them out for that reason. Now he says, but I've said unto you, ye shall inherit their land. I'll give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I'm the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. And it was a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, you know that timber covered that land. They have a great planting taking place over there today of trees. I set out 5 trees over there, one for each member of my family, one for the church, and then one for a Jewish friend. I put out 5 trees in one of the forests over there. I believe in that, but there was a time that land was covered with him. Now listen to the Lord. Verse 25, ye shall therefore put a difference between clean beasts, unclean, and he goes all the way down the list, and he says, ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and I've severed you from other people that ye should be mine. And may I say, they're out of that land today. You know why? Because they disobeyed God, somebody says, but they're back there. By the way, how are they getting along? They have had trouble every minute. They've been back in the land. You know what the problem is? When they went back to the land, they didn't return to God. May I say to you, friends, when they do return to God, which they will do someday, then there'll be blessing in that land. And God put down these commandments. And you know God hadn't changed his mind, friend. This nation can go down also. What a lesson that we have in this particular section of the Word of God.